It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
All right, we'll start with college football as we talk about some games on Saturday. And we'll start with the Mississippi State-Arkansas game. And that's on your local affiliate here, Channel 7.
KATV.
Yes, sir. You can check that out at 1121. Or you can get over to the stadium, go out there, tailgate, hang out with the people, and go to the game itself.
The Buzz tailgate out there as well.
Oh, yeah. And then at 2:30, we have number 12, Texas A&M, taking on number 22, LSU. That's CBS. And that's a big game. Johnny Manziel and Coach Kevin Sumlin have not lost a road game as a combo.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Period. Not just in conference, but not a road game. Period.
Well, conference.
Conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think they've lost one altogether, but definitely in conference.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
But
all their losses have been at home.
As Matt mentioned, too, Johnny Football, worst game last year was against LSU. Totally different defense, but we'll see what happens. What gives on Saturday?
All right, and then 6 o'clock you have number 17 Arizona State, number 14 UCLA, and that's Fox. You know, mix it up a little bit. Check out the Pac-12, see what else is out there. I know a lot of people love their SEC, but we have to see what the other conferences are doing and keep up with them. And 6:45, back in the SEC, you have number 8 Missouri, number 24 Ole Miss, and that's ESPN.
You like the road team in that one, right?
I do.
You like Mizzou.
I do.
James Franklin returning, Matty Mock back there for insurance, and you think they're going to pull it out in Oxford?
I think their defense is for real.
For real?
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you think has the better defense, Missouri or Baylor?
That's tough. That's
and
really tough.
I know
tough.
It's kind of hypothetical because they won't play each other.
And you know what? I hadn't seen a lot of Baylor. I've seen a little bit, and I've been impressed by their defense. But
Baylor has some real players over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I was impressed by what Missouri did against South Carolina until the end of the game, until – I can't think of his name right now, but the quarterback, he comes back in.
Connor Shaw.
Yeah, Connor Shaw. He's a tough guy. Comes back in and wins the game for them. Let's switch over to the NFL. Two games I want to look at 12 o'clock. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. That's on CBS.
For the division, basically? Or for the front runner in the division?
Well, to get back into it because
Cincinnati's
leading.
Still up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then New York Jets and Baltimore, they're trying to get – These are all for that last seed in the AFC.
And how about the Jets this year? The only team, I think, in NFL history to go win-loss, 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 win-loss.
Yeah.
All the way. They are the most consistent, inconsistent team ever.
So they should win this game then.
If they lost the last one, they should. Yeah.
They should.
You know, by history, yes.
So that's CBS again at 12 o'clock as well. Couple other games at one at 4:05, CBS, Indianapolis at the Arizona Cardinals, and then or 3:05 actually, 3:25. You got the Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, and that's Fox. I'm gonna give you two games here for Freak's Pick, one from college, one from the NFL. Number 4 Baylor, number 10 Oklahoma State. That's ABC, and that's 7 o'clock on Saturday. And then the NFL, it's a Sunday night game, NBC 7:30, Denver at New England.
Who do you like in that one?
I like Denver, actually.
The road team.
Yeah, I like the road team.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, yeah. Wes Welker, does he play?
Yeah, he plays, and I think
scored a touchdown.
It's sad to say I think he doesn't finish the
game. And you had a great stat that 2,200 days or something since
ridiculous
the Pats
number.
Have been a home underdog. And I believe Belichick and Brady are like 22-1 following a loss.
It's tough to pick against them
at home
at any point, I think. Playoffs, regular season, but you know that they're ticked about what happened last game. They're definitely wanting to make a statement, and I think this is a great opportunity for them to show that they are one of the top teams, or if not top three in the AFC. Because right now, I still think KC's up there. In fact, I think KC gets revenge next week.
You're wearing your KC red. I can see it.
I am.